is here again.
Again.
I'm back. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for coming again in
Thanks
a month.
Thanks for inviting me. I thought Kristen was going to be here this time for sure, because I know she wasn't here last time. She was real busy.
Yeah.
I made another pin.
Oh. I may have forgot to invite her.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Kristen. Maybe next time.
She's probably not listening.
Probably not. Who's got the time? I'm honestly, you're lucky I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit under the weather.
Oh, you are?
Actually, yeah.
You could have canceled.
Before you even...
You could have pulled the Kristen.
I'm not contagious. You cannot possibly get it. Like, it's all... The bug is out. Now I'm just dealing with, like, the repercussions.
Is
like
it allergies?
No. It was, like, a cold and flu thing. But you can't get it. Because I know you're, like, crazy lady and a hypochondriac.
Yes, I am.
So don't...
I'm about to go on Memorial Day. One of my favorite holidays. My spring break, I was sick the whole time.
You can't
don't
get it. Don't worry.
Ruin Memorial Day.
You're a self-diagnoser, aren't you?
I don't have health insurance. So I have to.
Now, how much time have you spent on WebMD in your life, like self-diagnosing?
Well, when I had Crohn's, when I took those Mexican fiber pills and thought I had Crohn's disease, I was on my phone and I was like in my bed, going, Mom, I have Crohn's. She's like, shut the fuck up and take this pill to make you stop shitting so much.
But were you, like, on WebMD looking up the symptoms?
Yes,
okay. Do you do that often?
Yes, because I have a bad foot right now. Right here, I have plantar fasciitis.
What?
I really do, though, because it runs in my family.
Did a doctor say this?
No, but it runs in my family, and I have the same symptoms.
What is plantar fasciitis?
It's like, it's from standing on your feet all the time, which I don't do.
How is that possible?
But I walk a lot. I walk a lot.
You do.
And it's just bad shoes. That just runs in my family. Like, I'm going to probably have to start getting those.
I thought you started wearing the Asics, though, to take care of your feet.
Right, but when I'm, like, going to school or going to work, I'm not going to wear the fucking Asics.
That's true.
But I'm not going to be that girl.
No.
With a bag.
Because that's just one step away from, like, crazy lady on the CTA.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, and it's hard. I can't walk on it sometimes. I really shouldn't be going barefoot, but.
Why don't you get orthotics? And just apply for Social Security? Because that's where. Get your orthotics.
I'm going to have to start wearing dance clothes like my aunt, my mom. God, Naomi wore those once to dinner. I was like, what are you doing?
And I feel like we've known a couple people who've worn questionable shoes.
Lauren Harder.
God bless
her. She's like, you like wearing shoes? I go, are those dance ghosts? Yeah. I go, my aunt, my mom wear those. Are you kidding me?
God bless
They're
her. Hi, Lauren.
Yep, hi, Lauren.
Speaking of your mom, happy Mother's Day, by the way. You're a mother.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
a mother as well. You have cats.
I'm a foster mother.
Okay.
Like, because those two cats, those jerks at home, those are Eric's cats.
Yeah.
Like, we're roommates, mostly. Because they're not a big fan of me.
Oh.
I mean, we get along okay.
They let you live with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, me and the fat one, we get along pretty well. The black one, though. And that's not... Racial,
not
that's
being,
not,
it,
it's not,
just,
it's a cat.
It's a cat.
But he has an attitude problem.
I don't know how you can live.
Works all day at the DMV and then comes home and gives me attitude.
No, we're not racist at all. Eating some corn.
But happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, you too. Thank
did
you.
Did anyone else wish you a happy Mother's
My
Day?
My mother did. She sent me a lovely email.
She's so supportive of your choice to be a mother to a dog, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, Squeak is really her granddaughter.
Oh, she calls her her granddaughter.
She spoils her.
She's like, Grandma's here. I'm like, oh, my God.
What did you get your mom for Mother's Day? Why is that funny?
Because I got her a book of pictures of Squeak.
Oh, I bet she loved that.
Oh, she did.
Of course she did.
Yep, that's what I got her.
What else did you get her?
That's it. I don't have a lot of money, Chris.
That's a crappy, yeah. She's not very good.
Book.
Wait, was it an actual book?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's time and effort.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money.
I'll allow it.
Thanks for allowing it.
Sorry.
Jesus. I'm a student.
Do you have the pictures saved?
Yeah, I can show it to you.
I want to see some. Well, until later. We don't want to bore the people.
Oh, yeah, right. We can just flip through it while we talk.
Check the website, carriebain.com, and look at the pictures this week.
Yeah, this is my book. What did you get your
mom? I
love
that.
Oh, I know.
Any close-up with urine squeak space is always good.
What did you get your mom?
I got her a Marshall's gift card because she loves shopping there.
That's nice. Okay.
But I made specifically sure to only get her a card that was just good at Marshall's. Because I could have gotten her the Home Goods and TJ Maxx combo. But then she'll just go to Home Goods and buy things for the house.
Oh.
And I wanted her to, like, actually go buy stuff for herself.
Yeah. Moms don't do that a lot.
They don't. So I just got her the Marshall's card. And plus, she doesn't like TJ Maxx because, as she puts it, that's where all those goddamn Cubans go. Her words.
Not yours.
Not mine.
Did she listen to the podcast?
You know, she did.
What is she? Oh, God. I'm scared.
She doesn't like you. No, I'm kidding. She thinks you're adorable. She thought we did a really good job.
Yes, we did.
I feel like the people who've listened to it have really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. You know more people that listen to it.
I do. Actually, one of my friends from Texas, Colin, he's in a band called Hola Podrida, which was just here.
Sure.
And you know, because you're in that scene.
Yeah.
They were just here, and I guess he was on the road, and he listened to it. And he liked it, and he said that we should be on NPR.
Should be on NPR.
I feel like we should.
You know what? Slow but sure wins the race. We'll get there someday.
I think we'll get there.
Yeah.
Which is why, yeah, so, I mean, I'm thinking about my options, so I don't want to officially sign on to doing this regularly until I talk to my agent.
Okay.
You know, I just want to see what else is out there.
That's fine. I can only pay you in casseroles.
Actually, you made this delicious barbecue cheese biscuit casserole.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's good.
I like it because I feel like I'm at a diner between here and Missouri on the interstate.
Okay.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a really good way. This is fantastic. It's like something a grandmother would make.
I don't know what else I could put in there. I was thinking beans, but then that's too much like chili.
I think it's perfect just the way it is. I really like it. You're so nice, though. I always come here. And you, like, cook me food, and you, like, have me over. You clean.
Well, I like to clean.
I appreciate it. So the next time, for our next one, I'm going to have you over.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, cook a dinner and do the whole thing.
Oh, my. Thank you.
How do you feel about turkey breast that's been slow cooked?
I love turkey.
Okay. Some gravy on there?
Oh, you got to have gravy. Oh, I love gravy.
Okay.
I talk about gravy all the time, and the kids at my school think I'm weird. That's okay, though.
So, you and your mom, though...
Drink that really fast.
One of the things I love about you guys, from what I've noticed, the little time I spent around you guys together, you guys are more like friends.
Uh-huh. She's my best friend.
I love that.
Yeah.
My mom's not my best friend. I think she used to be, but she was, like, my first best friend.
Yeah.
And I, like, wrote that in the card that I wrote her this year because I wanted to make her cry.
Oh, that's my goal every Mother's Day is to make her cry with a card.
Did she cry?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you write in the card?
I didn't write anything. I just bought a card that said something about how I love it when people tell me that I'm like you. And you're my best friend. And I did write, thank you for everything. I couldn't have done a lot of stuff without you or something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because she was all you had.
She's still
No, you have squeak. You have squeak.
No, it's fine.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot from your mom as far as, like, the person that you are now? Or, like, learned how not to be? I worry about her, you know? I always wonder. I wonder how Carol's doing. Is she eating? Is she staying hydrated?
Oh, she's eating. She's staying very dehydrated.
Hydrated.
Yeah.
Not with alcohol, though, because you got to mix that in with water.
I think it's been the last couple of Fridays. I talked to her already tonight, but she wasn't that bad. The last couple of Fridays...
She wasn't that bad.
I go, you drunk already? She's like, whatever. Like, oh my, I can't talk to her when I'm sober and she's drunk.
She's like a college kid.
Yeah.
I love it. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. It's Friday.
Stop telling me what to do.
My brother called me. I'm like, okay.
Does that make the drinking worse?
Yeah, because they're alcoholics.
Okay.
In like a good way. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I gotta have a beer with my brother. And then she calls her sister, I had a beer with my sister. Okay.
I love your mom.
Yeah.
My mom, I was reflecting on Mother's Day when I was, like, writing out the card. And it's always funny to me when she gets on my case about being really sarcastic or smug
mm-hmm.
or glib. As I remember very specifically being 8 years old. And when you walk around Chicago, there's always those pretty old houses with the ivy covering them.
Yeah.
And we were walking in front of one day. I was 8. And I looked up at it and I said, you know, Mom, I want to live in one of those houses with the vines all over them when I'm older. And she, without missing a beat, she just said, it's a fire trap. It's a fire trap. I was 8. And she wonders why.
Yeah, she, yeah. Okay.
I learned it from you. However, though, I'm so glad. I think that's one of the best gifts she's given me. Because it's such a good, I think it's a really good coping mechanism to sort of take everything with a smart-ass remark.
You have to.
I think so.
Yeah.
I like being a little bit cynical.
I do, too.
I mean, I'm still a romantic, but I don't show it to everyone,
no.
I don't think. Unless I'm drunk. You know, and horny. I don't know. It depends.
Have you been anywhere recently? I feel like you go to places.
I'm going to Florida soon.
To visit your family.
Visit my family. I have one day in between where I come back, go to work for one day, then I go to Hawaii for, like...
That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. But just because I want to save as many vacation days as I can.
Yeah.
Because I want to, like, go other places.
How many vacation days do you get, may I ask?
They keep accruing. That is really rude, and it's unprofessional, especially because this is our workplace, so I don't even know why you're asking that. But anyways... no, it accrues. Like, for every week you put in, you get more and more time.
What?
And it just keeps building. There's people who've been there, because I work with the old people. There's people who've been there for, like, 27 years that have, like, 600 hours of vacation time.
You can never leave that job.
No, I'm never leaving. I'm actually, and I've been going on lots of job interviews lately.
Oh, yeah?
Which I wanted to talk to you about. Because I hate my department. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Everyone I work with is terrible. They keep moving my office around. They keep hiring new managers who don't know anything. This one guy just started, and he wanted me to create contact info for all the employees for him. And I got them all, and I was going to put them in a spreadsheet. And he was like, can you hurry up and get them to me? And I was like, oh, I can print them out really fast on like a Word document if you want them now. And I gave them to him. And he came back upstairs. He's like, hey, do you know how to shrink this down? And do we have any, like, cue cards or, like, little, you know, cards? I was like, why? He's like, so I can put this in a Rolodex.
What?
I was like, well, I don't have cards, but I can put them in an Excel spreadsheet. It's what I was doing. You want to do that?
Who uses a Rolodex?
Thank you. 1987, Rolodex.
How old is this guy?
I don't know, but he's my boss now. So, that's exciting.
You know what? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The people that are in management are fucking retards.
Yeah.
But yet, somehow smart, because they somehow got to management.
Yeah. I think one of the requirements is to be an asshole.
Mm.
It helps.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been going on lots of job interviews within
cool.
Northwestern.
Good.
And staying. I had a job interview with the health services department, which I hope I get, because I'll get to work around doctors and... nurses. So it'll be like Grey's Anatomy.
Sure.
I can have an affair with a doctor in like
yeah.
the janitor's closet.
That would be...
Which is exciting.
Exciting.
Not really, just because Eric listens to this, but... That, you know.
Yep.
You know what's going to happen.
Do you ever see Matt?
No. I invited him to a free breakfast.
And he didn't even come to that?
I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm sure he went. I was like, hey man, free breakfast. You should come to this. And, but I told him I wasn't going to be there. So that... To entice him to go. Because he's real busy. Doesn't have time. You recently went to see Patti Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Uh-huh.
You saw, like,
a legend.
That's amazing to me.
I wish I could describe it to you, but I can't.
How did Patti Smith, like, come into your life? Was this, like, from when you were little?
No, like, not too long ago, I don't know if I was listening to Spotify and like, no, wait, time out. I know the story now.
Okay.
So I read a lot. I read a book a week.
You're a bookworm.
I'm a bookworm.
You got those glasses.
Yeah, it started when I got glasses. So I'm on goodreads.com.
I see.
And her biography, Just Kids, popped up, and I was like, this sounds amazing. And I read it, and I was like, this is amazing. And so I started to listen to her music, and her album, Horses, is amazing. And I've just been obsessed.
Eric has that book. He loves it.
Oh, God. I wish I could have lived at that time.
Why?
Because she was, like, in New York, and, like, just meeting, like, all these cool people, like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Andy Warhol, just all these people, and she didn't really have to work, you know? Like, if she made $5, that was good for, like, the month, you know?
Oh, my God, how is that possible?
Exactly.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. It was just such an interesting life.
If you would have been alive during that time, like, socially and economically or whatever, where do you think you would have fallen into? Like, what, would you have been a hippie who was, like, showing everyone your cooter just to get a ride on a couch?
I don't know if I would show my cooter. I probably would.
Probably.
Yeah, I would. I'm like, let's do this.
Let's do this. I like that. Free spirit.
I don't know. She was just...
What was the crowd like?
All old people.
You love that.
Yeah. Okay, so I went with a girl from school, and we were by this group of older people, and they offered us craisins before the concert.
Can you clarify for our listeners what craisins are?
Craisins are a dried fruit of raisins and cranberries. Right?
Can you explain what the nutritional value of craisins are? Like, what they help you with?
Nothing.
I think digestively, though, they might...
Oh, do they make you poop?
Yeah.
Well, that's dates and stuff like that.
But those
I'm
as well.
I'm sure they do make you poop.
They help keep you regular. That's nice.
And then one guy was taking some nasal spray before the show. And then he washed down a pill with his beer.
Sure.
Because they were drunk because they could afford the $7 beers. And this one older lady was just going crazy. She would do these weird arm movements.
Pretend
she was playing a guitar. And she was just wasted. And she was just jumping up and down. And then one guy was just, like, shaking his head. And then one guy was like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! Every time Patti Smith started a new song because he couldn't believe he was, like, there.
Yeah.
And then, towards the end, they started to fucking smoke up a joint. But they didn't want anyone to know. So they bent down and lit it up.
Oh, my God.
They were, like, 16-year-olds unleashed. Like, they haven't been out of the house.
They probably haven't.
No. But it was... Patti Smith, like... She had to take a break to, like, braid her hair.
Sure.
And she just would go off on tangents about the government.
I love that.
And, like, it was so hot in there, but there were so many times where I would just get goosebumps. And she would just spit all over the place.
How was the sound?
It was great. Her
Did
band
she
was
again?
Really... Yeah, she sounds exactly like the album.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And she's just so good. She just walks on stage and everyone's just like...
She comes from a time, too, where you just had to be a good singer. That was the criteria. You had to actually show up. It didn't matter if you could dance or if you looked like a whore. But you had to be able to get up there
and
perform.
She wrote her own fucking songs. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I love, just like, the lyrics are just amazing.
Those ladies with the crazy dancing and arm movements and the craisins.
And it was a guy, too.
See you in 5 years.
5 years?
10. No. Do you realize that's probably going to be us one day at a Kate Nash concert?
Right. I understand that, but there was... cooler older people there, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, these are just dumb. These are the dumb kids.
Yeah.
I think we would be, like, the cool people.
Okay. What does that entail? Just not smoking a joint.
Really fashionably dressed. Like, me and my friend were like, holy shit, I hope I look that good when I'm older.
Look like you have some money. Like, you
yes.
made some responsible fiscal choices
yeah.
in your life.
Like, this one lady, her belly was hanging out.
No,
yeah.
That doesn't help
yeah.
anybody. No.
You know, I'm a lady of size, but I keep it in.
Lady of size. Can you put out a catalog of clothing and call it that, please? Can you model every outfit? Ladies of size. I love it.
And we could have a really bad infomercial. Hello, ladies.
And here's Carrie wearing something from the Goddess collection of spring 2009.
Crushed velvet.
Draped carefully over her supple body.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You texted me about how you were watching Felicity.
Yes.
How did this happen? Why did you do this to yourself?
Why not? Okay, so I ran out of stuff to watch on Netflix.
You run out of stuff fast, man.
That's because I have nothing to do.
No, I mean in general. There's that much stuff there.
Oh, but I love it.
I love Netflix, but there's not that much stuff. Unless you don't care what goes in your, like, eye hole at all. There's not that much stuff.
Like, I went through all the good stuff, you know? But it was always suggested for me because I watched Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
And I didn't know J.J. Abrams created and wrote Felicity.
Yes,
which
he did.
Which blows my fucking mind.
Well, because they're walking and talking. That's such a signature. That's what he does. He always has, like, bad, like, people are walking and there's,
a,
yeah.
Oh, I so want to make videos of, like, slow motion of just doing mundane stuff like they did in Felicity. Like, I'd love to have a video of, like, me eating soup, you know, and it's, like, slow motion. And then, like, maybe your voice is, like, over and, like, what is the true meaning of life? Just something like that. I would love to make a video
like
that.
Can, like, in, like, by, like... Like, the 36-second, can part of, like, can the soup dribble down onto, like, your left boob? And, like, you just, like, it looks like you're looking around for a napkin. You don't find one, then you just, with your hand, you pat
it. Or just take
it
and lick it off.
Lick
yeah.
it off? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
That's on my bucket list. I want to make one of those.
A slow motion video.
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get there. Okay, so Felicity. Are you going to... Are you over it? Did you finish it?
Well, I'm in the... I can't believe how fast I watched season one. Season one was great.
It goes by really... It's a great season.
Great.
It's
and
fantastic.
Scott Foley?
Oh.
Who knew?
Noah.
I don't really like him right now. But now I'm in the middle of season...
He's irritating. He's like a hall monitor. Jesus. It's like, oh, shut up,
oh,
Scott Foley.
Fuck up. His name is Noel.
No, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't give a shit.
Same thing. Yeah, I was like, does that sound right? I forget names really quickly, so it's fine. I'm in the middle of season two where his girlfriend Ruby found out she's pregnant and she's keeping it. And then he found... Sorry if I'm ruining this for anyone that's ever listening.
Go watch Felicity.
Oh, please. Yeah, and then like, he finds out it was some producer she slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
like, she's
a whore.
Will you still be with me? We weren't even technically going out. First of all, they're in college, and they're living the most boring fucking lives ever. When I was in college, I was getting drunk every night.
Yeah.
Except for the weekends, because they didn't have specials on the weekends.
And you had your priorities straight.
I sure
You're
did.
Not paying full price.
When I turned 21.
Exactly.
And before that, I was going to parties.
But the question then is, so you're enjoying Felicity.
I'm getting to the point where, like, ugh.
You're midway through season two.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I love, at first I hated Ben. I thought he was a horrible actor, but he's so fucking cute.
Oh my God. What is his freaking name?
Scott Speedman.
He was in a gay movie with James Marsden. I love it. Yes.
I have to watch that.
There's, like, no, like, full-on sex scenes, but
I
you
don't
get
care.
The you get the gist.
Do they kiss?
They kiss.
Yes.
It's very... He just got so excited. Everyone out there, it's called 24th Day.
24th day.
Scott Speedman and James Marsden, some man on man.
He's so cute.
And there's AIDS stuff, so it's topical.
Oh.
So you can learn and you can grow.
I love educational films.
So Felicity, do you think she was a fucking crackpot, or was it a good move running to New York?
I think it was a good move.
Okay.
Yeah, she did what she supposedly wanted to do. Well, she followed a man.
Exactly.
Which kind of annoys me. And, like, it's like every time some good-looking guy is new on the show, it's like, well, that's who Felicity is going to date.
yeah.
Have sex with maybe, like, one fucking time.
She has sex with a guy in the first season, like, towards the
beginning. She doesn't even know who he is.
Wasn't that Simon Rex?
Yes.
It was Simon Rex, MTV's
that's
VJ.
That's where I knew
Summer House.
From Eli was
Beach
that
House.
Name. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Simon Rex. Do you know he has a sex tape? Like, a professional one, like, before he was famous?
With a woman?
No, it was marketed towards gay people, but it's just him jacking off.
Oh.
But it was questionable, because as he was, you know, pleasuring himself, he was moving his fingers and his hands towards the back door area.
Oh!
Boop. Boop. Yeah. Questionable. I had a biggest crush on Simon Rex. Oh, my God.
Who did I like?
I don't know. Okay.
Actually, remember, okay, I don't remember the guy's name, but it was, like, later on, maybe, like, towards, like, 1998, 1997.
Okay, yeah.
And he had,
Jesse.
Like, no. He had, like, blonde hair, and he was, like, a news anchor guy, and then he did, like, this dating show for a different network. Shit, I can't remember his
name.
Not
Chris Hardwick.
No.
I had the biggest crush on Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah.
I'd suck his dick in a heartbeat.
Your mom might be listening.
She knows how
okay.
I feel about it. We're
okay.
friends.
That's good. That's good. I don't remember his name, but I remember the summer before I graduated from college, I lived in Chicago, and I took classes at Second City, and he was outside of Second City, and I freaked out. And I had to get out my flip phone and call my friend Colleen Stein in Watertown, South Dakota. Oh, I just saw blah, blah, blah. And I go, I know.
And where is he today?
I don't know, because I don't remember his name.
That's fine. We'll look it up later on IMDb.
I just spilled on myself.
It's all right. It's
That's
fine.
Black leggings.
He can't see us.
Right?
I'm already
drunk.
Now that you're watching Felicity, do you think you're actually going to finish it? Was it four
seasons?
Yeah,
I don't like to quit.
Yeah, it's good. I'm going to tell you, though.
It's four seasons?
Or is it three? It might be three
I
or four.
I don't know.
But whatever the last season is, you're going to want to bail. You're going to want to bail.
Like,
Adley
McBeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
It's rough.
Yeah.
But when you're over, like, when it's over, at least you can say, I finished that.
Sure. It'll be a good feeling.
Yeah.
Has
Carrie Russell cut her hair yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember when that was, like, such a big scandal?
Yeah. The WB started putting in the contracts for the actresses that you're not allowed to cut your hair until it's, like, approved.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes.
And I do not like her with short hair.
It's not a good look for her.
No, because she has, like, really curly, curly hair.
Because she looks like a poodle or, like, a Q-tip.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for her.
And I can't believe I didn't watch Felicity when it was on, because I love Carrie Russell from the Mickey Mouse Club.
She's great. Oh, my God.
Her and Tony DeLuca?
Did you? They were, like, my dream couple.
I
was obsessed with them. I don't know if you're going to remember this, but I watched the Mickey Mouse Club every day.
Me too.
And towards the summertime, they put on this little
soap
5-minute soap opera called Emerald Cove. Oh my God! You're the only person I know who knows about Emerald Cove. I was obsessed with it.
I loved it.
But I never saw the end. Was there an end?
See, that's the thing with me. I don't remember stuff.
So you've got the old timers.
Yeah. What?
I can't believe you know Emerald Cove.
Oh, yeah.
This was meant to be. And it was so serious. It was, like, such a departure.
No.
It was, like, these kids in this house, and there was, like, no parents. They were on the beach. They were all, like, 15.
And then Tony DeLuca came back last year on The Voice. He was a finalist on The Voice.
No.
Yes, and he was at Lincoln Hall not too long ago.
Shut up.
I would have gone. I should have gone. I should have said something. If I would have known.
I have the biggest. I still do.
Oh, God.
It's tall.
oh, he's so cute.
He's adorable.
And I was like, oh my god, Tony DeLuca, Lincoln Hall, I need to go. And then I was like, no, okay, that's silly.
It's not silly.
That's so dumb of me.
I saw Lisa Loeb.
Yeah?
I saw Lisa Loeb recently.
How was that?
It was an interesting venue.
Where was it at?
It's right by the Girl and the Goat. So it's like a little south of the Loop.
Is it at, what's it called?
Chicago City Winery, or Windy City Winery.
Oh, God, she is in a winery?
It's an interesting, yeah, it was weird because you go there, there's tables. This is why I hate it. It's that all the tables are connected.
Ugh.
So you're sitting next to people, and I can only get seats where me and Eric were next to each other. So we had to sit across from a couple that was not having a good time.
Ew.
And they, like, left halfway through Lisa Loeb. They didn't even stay for all Lisa Loeb.
Did she sing, you say?
She said, yes. I think it was, like, the second. I appreciated that because she knew what people, like, she has new stuff. But she didn't try that. I'm going to play some new stuff for an hour and save my hits for the encore. No, she just did them
good,
right.
Good, because I don't think I know any other song.
I only, like, know four songs of hers I like. But everything was good. I liked it. But, yeah, it was a weird venue because it's a bunch of tables and it's in front of the stage. There's no, like, standing.
Yeah.
And she just comes out. But she said something interesting was that she said, it's nice to be in a grown-up venue because every time I come here, people have to stand up and I always feel bad because my fans are getting older.
Well, yeah, at Patti Smith, it was all old people. And, you know, you've been at the Vic. They don't have a lot of seating.
Almost none.
They put in chairs.
Oh, that was nice of them.
But then it made the place, like, less, like, smaller. So we were packed in there like sardines. Yeah, I almost passed out. Fine. And I go get some water.
But for Patti Smith, you have to because some of those people have bone density issues. And they're taking the Boniva.
Some of them could walk, Chris.
Oh, my God.
And, like, there was a line around the corner, like, 10 minutes before it opened, and it was almost all the way to Clark.
Oh, my God.
And me and Jade are like, are you kidding me? And it was all gray-haired people, and we're just like, what the hell is going on?
Isn't it
on?
Amazing, though, that somebody like her can still pull in that many people?
I didn't and they had to...
That's amazing.
They had to have a second show because it sold out.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like an unexpected second show?
Yeah, like she was just going to come that one night, but then they had another night.
That's amazing.
Oh, she's so good.
I was going to go see Jewel, except she's only playing at Ravinia.
Oh.
And it's like almost $100 just to sit on the lawn.
I was going to ask, well, why don't we just sit? I mean, I'll go with you because I love Ravinia.
Yeah.
But no.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to pay almost $100 to get there super early to try to get a good seat on the fucking lawn. Like, calm down, Jewel.
Lawn seats are usually like $10. Wow, that's
it's
ridiculous.
It's like really, it's really bad.
That's bad.
I love Jewel.
Yeah.
I would love to see her before I die. She's great.
Yeah.
But not this time.
She's on the Today Show with Kathy and Hoda the other day.
Do you enjoy the Kathy and Hoda?
Oh, Kelly Addis. I'm
Kelly
on
Addis?
Skype. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Oh, wait, we're not yet.
Yeah, we'll get to Kelly in a second. I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned Goodreads earlier, you posted something about a book called The Hunt Sisters.
Uh-huh.
About, what is that?
It's this book, but it's written very... I actually have it if you want to borrow it.
I'm still working my way through Divergent. It's in my bag.
Is it that bad?
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay.
I got sidetracked, though.
Okay. Anyways, it's this story about two sisters, but it's written very differently. It's written in letters.
Oh, an epistolary novel.
Yeah.
I love those. Color Purple.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's all letters.
I need to read The Color Purple.
It's a good book.
I'm going to put that on my summer break read.
Okay.
But it's letters, but it's only written by one person.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very different.
I like that.
And it's written by a screenwriter who did, like, some, like, what's that one movie?
With that guy.
Yeah, with the Scottish people and Mel Gibson. Braveheart.
Oh, okay. That's not a selling point for me.
Okay. I don't know. But anyways, it's about sisters and, like, the younger sister gets cancer and blah, blah, blah.
So it's a comedy.
Yeah.
Feel-good book.
It's a feel-great
book. Are you enjoying the format of, like, letters, like somebody writing letters to somebody?
It's different. I finished it.
Okay.
I read it. Done.
Good.
It's a good read. It's
Did
not,
you cry?
Well, I cry so easily, so. Yeah. Let me tell Kelly to hold on.
Okay. Kelly, hold on. Tell her we're very busy here in studio.
We're, like, making stuff happen.
We've got the producers breathing down our necks.
Squeak. Get off my back.
We're gonna plug your exercise video, Squeak. Let us get to it naturally.
Oh, so my dog has an exercise video.
It's great, though, because the owners can do it with the pets.
Mm-hmm. Because Squeak does have a heart murmur.
So I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I love how in tune you are with Squeak. Most people are like, that's my dog. And that's it. That's all they have to say.
Well, we went to the vet recently, and that's what the vet said. You have
oh my
a little
gosh.
Bit of a heart murmur, because she's old.
How old is Squeak?
12.
Okay. Well, those dogs, though, they live to be, like, 22
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, she goes, it's nothing to freak out about. And I was just, because she saw the look of horror on my face.
Yeah.
I was like, ah! And then when we got into the car, my mom drove me home, and I just started to bawl.
Of course. Of course. It's your Squeak.
And then we went and had a beer on the porch, and then my mom started to cry.
Oh, my God. You're a mess.
Yeah. We're talking about you,
what
lady.
Do you do? Is there anything to do for the heart murmur?
Well, right now it's not that bad, so I just have to keep watch for her cough if it gets worse, and then I have to put her on medicine.
Does she have a cough?
Just a little.
Keep her away from me. I don't want a guy just getting over this. I don't need any. I'll plug her video, but I can't risk another cough.
Oh, you're
no,
bad.
I just started fostering a kitten.
I saw that on Facebook.
Don't pause.
How long do you foster something?
This one is just for 2 weeks.
Oh.
She's sweet, sweetest pie. Her name is Jody. I call her Jody Lynn. She's adorable. All she wants to do is be in my lap. The second I'm in the house.
That's nice.
I like it too because she doesn't want to be on a lap because if she's in somebody else's lap and then I come in, she's on mine.
Over to you?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're a cat whisperer. How does she get along with the other cats?
This is what I like about her too. She is indifferent at best. At best. She's not mean to them.
Mm.
If they come up to her, she doesn't freak out, but she does not seek their company. She's like, I'm doing my thing on this lap. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to watch some Judge Judy with Chris. You can go on about your business. You can just do your thing.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah.
So if people want to adopt her, how can they adopt her?
She will be available for adoption. I take her back to Paws next Sunday. Then she has her spayed surgery, so she can't have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll probably be available for adoption in like 2 or 3 weeks. I have pictures of her on my Facebook. She's real sweet. Gets along well with other cats. Again, she's indifferent to them, but she's not going to like fight them. But just a little cuddle bug. The only thing that's weird is that they gave her to me and they said, oh, we have some medication for her, but she seemed fine. She looked fine. The first 2 days she was fine. And then there was a mucus situation.
Ooh.
Then there was a breathing situation. And I was, like, freaking out because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to come home one day. She's going to be dead. And I was, like, emailing Paws over and over. I'm like, should I bring her in? Is she going to die? And they're like, as long as she's eating and drinking, she's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel so bad because she can't even purr anymore because she's so, like, congested.
What's her story? Like, how did Paws get her?
She's a kitten, so she was probably born from some cat that somebody either had or a feral cat that had kittens. And she probably had, because it's hard to get a kitten by themselves, but she probably had to be separated from the other litter because she was sick. But she's fine. It's just a cold. It's just that colds in a kitten sound like the plague because it's a kitten.
Yeah, when this one gets all snotted up, the first time I freaked out and went to the vet immediately.
Okay, all right. So this is what I want to ask you, too, because I'm still freaking out. Like,
yeah.
I told them she's getting a little better. She stopped sneezing, but her breathing is still like, and
yeah.
So I was like, listen, I might have to bring her back on Sunday, so keep an appointment open for me. But then I had to be like, you know what? I need to calm down.
Yeah.
She's eating. She's drinking. She's moving around.
Yeah.
I'm overreacting because she's a kitten and I'm not used to this.
Yeah. Like, if sometimes Squeak can't breathe, so I just give her, like, a children's Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
But because her attitude hasn't changed. She's still eating, and she's still, like, her normal self.
Yeah.
So it's, like, nothing to freak out about.
Okay.
Just, dogs and cats are like humans.
Yeah.
Like, she pulls her muscles sometime, you know? And I freaked out the first time and, like, paid $200. But then my mom's neighbors were like, just give her, like, a half of an aspirin and call it good.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I think that's what I need to remember. Like, I think because I'm so, like, she's my baby. Like, as
yeah.
soon as she got home, it's like, well, this is my baby.
I mean, because do you go to the hospital when, you know what I mean? Like, what would you do if you were, like, in that situation?
I go for any little thing, but because my doctor's gay and I'm always hoping he's going to, like, make a pass. Because he's got money.
Yeah, and he has health insurance.
But no, I don't worry. No, I don't worry about my health too much.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah, you're right. I need to calm down, don't I?
Yeah.
She's not going to die.
No.
She's moving around.
Yeah.
She's eating. She's not going to die.
If she was just, like, laying in one place and looking at you like, God help me, then, then.
Yeah.
You should do something.
I'll calm down.
Do you still volunteer at PAWS?
I don't because I broke up with that guy. It didn't end well, so I stopped going.
The ginger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does he still go?
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
It's better not to.
Yeah, okay.
I tried to go back once, because I do love it there, but I went to the dog section, because he doesn't do that section.
Uh-huh.
But I'd never been trained for the dog section, but I was like, it's easy. It's just like the cat section. It's not, and a dog got out. But not, like, into the street. Just, like, into the hallway.
Yeah.
And then somebody came up to you, they were like, you know that's a level 3 dog. You weren't supposed to go in there unless you're, like, unless you've got this badge. I was like, oh, sorry. So I put my tail between my legs and went back into the cat section for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God. But you foster. Is this your first foster?
This is my second foster.
Oh, okay.
Well, my third foster. Because one I found in the street, but then, like, went through PAWS to find her a home.
Oh,
no, I actually found her in a CAS building.
Oh, God bless it. Which
Louis,
one?
Louis said, we have this cat. Can you do this? Because he knew I volunteered at PAWS.
That's right. Okay.
Jelly Bean.
Speaking of PAWS, we need to create our t-shirt for the 5K.
We have officially signed up.
Uh-huh.
We are both officially doing...
I've raised $15 already.
You've raised more than I have.
Yeah.
Because I've only raised zero.
That's
I'm
okay.
working on it.
No, I mean, do we have to?
I don't know. I gave them my money. I mean, that's...
Right?
Yeah, I don't feel like I have to.
Fee.
I put it on there. I'll put it on again before the thing, but...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not...
I put it on my Facebook, didn't think anyone would do it. But someone did.
Who did it?
This girl I used to work with, Stacy. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy. Thanks
yeah.
for taking care of animals that are probably going to die, but now they're not because of your donation.
Yep.
But there's others that are going to die for those of you who aren't donating.
So you
thanks for nothing.
Donate before June 9th.
Otherwise, they're going to kill kittens.
What time is that thing? I forgot already.
I don't even
we'll
I'm probably not going to show up.
Whatever, it's fine. What?
No, I'll be there.
You going to pull a Carrie Bane?
No, I'm not going to pull a Carrie Bane. I don't know how we're going to top the last t-shirt that you designed. That was amazing.
It was, wasn't it?
I still have it. I love that t-shirt.
I wear it all the time. I mean, I guess we could wear that, but mine have stains on them.
Give a shit.
I do. I might.
But you just want to design something new, I think.
Yeah, I do.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
yeah.
design something new.
Because I know how to, like, use the real Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator.
Do you have those on your computer?
No, that's too expensive.
Okay.
But school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You get to use those for free and just make stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so...
Well, that's how you make ads and stuff, but I don't really know how to do that quite well. So that's why there's art directors that
okay.
are a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a whole... different
we're
going to
get into that later because I do have
yeah.
questions
should
about
we pause
that.
And
let's
go
take
to
a
the
pause,
bathroom,
take
smoke
a break.
Whatever, get alcohol, and then we'll call Kelly. Okay.
Yeah, anyone who's listening, thanks for sticking in there. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we have...
a guest.
A very special guest joining us via satellite.
Yeah! from Florida.
A Chicago actress who's...
now in
who's
Florida.
Set to make her Florida debut in, I believe, Nonsense.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I think I have so many friends on Facebook, I just don't get all the...
Is there anything I want to ask you about, too? We'll get to that later. But thanks for... We'll be right back, folks.
At least we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.